Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Jason Williamson on the line, and he's founder of E2 Agency. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little thrown by the mobile phone thing.
Come on. Well, glad to have you. Glad to have you on the show today, and excited to get more into your business and what you're doing over at E2 Agency. But before we do, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Jason, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Jason, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, well, I think missions are, it's an interesting thing for me because they always seem to evolve. At E2 Agency, it's always been consistently our mission that we want to help empower local or, you know, enterprise or even the smallest business and e-commerces all around the world with the power of email and SMS marketing, because really when you truly unlock the power of this, the profitability, the brand's potential to scale and really just make a massive impact with their product just skyrockets. So just really getting ourselves out there in touch with as many people as possible and helping as many brands take their business to that next level that, you know, that most of them really do deserve to be at.
Man, that's awesome. And one of the things that I like, since I've, you know, kind of researched and seen what you're doing at E2 Agency, is that you specialize and focus in e-commerce. And like, that's what you do. You're committed, you're focused, and you're niched down. And you've been doing this for a long time. So I want to go into that and exactly how you're doing it. But before we do, I mean, how'd you get like settled, and how'd you get on this path really to founding E2 Agency? Like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, it's such a, to be honest, such a really cool story, I think. So I'm going to try to do the too long didn't read version. So I used to be an electrician before I got into digital marketing, which is quite a vastly different direction to go as a person. And I remember I was crawling through roofs and, you know, kind of like sticking my hand down cavities of walls and stuff. And it just really wasn't something I wanted to do. I mean, the goal was always to run my own business. That was always the goal because, you know, I wanted control over my time, my freedom, my income. And that was me for a personal level. But I realized pretty early on, I was about 18 years old, I think, when I realized in my apprenticeship that I was going to get financial freedom if I worked hard, but I'd never have time freedom. And then I started to, I kind of met people, right? That was, I just somehow randomly met people in the network marketing industry. And network marketing, I'm a big believer, it's kind of like the gateway drug to entrepreneurship. What I realized is that there was some people out there that had everything. They had the income and they had the time. And I said to myself, this is what I want to do. I want to become a network marketer. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's a gateway drug to entrepreneurship. So all of a sudden, network marketing wasn't for me, but yeah. All of a sudden it's what somebody, I can't remember who said this, but once, I think it was Jim Rohn maybe, once the mind has been expanded, it could never contract. So now I've seen these people doing these things. I was like, how in the world can I do this? So long story short, I started to research how to get into funnel building and all this type of stuff. And a friend of mine that worked at the network marketing company had left about 6 months ago, and he was doing e-commerce. And his name's Murray Edwards, and he was doing something called advanced teeth whitening. And he was just crushing it here in Australia. He was like, Jace, I'm doing this e-commerce thing. Like, it's crushing. Like, you should get into it. And I was like, well, for some reason, having my own physical product has never called to me, but I'm always, I think, an enabler. I always like to help people. I'm a bit of a show pony myself, but in that scenario, I like to sit in the background and enable people and help them. So I said, look, I've been doing all these research on funnel building and all this type of stuff, and they keep saying that the money is in the list. You know, the money is in the list. Have you got a list? And he goes, no, not really. I'm not really doing anything. I said, well, Murray, let me jump in for free and let me do it for you. And I was still an electrician at the time, still crawling through a roof, you know, sometimes in like 100-degree heat. I was in a roof. Mm. And I was like, let me do it for free, right? I just want to learn. So I jumped in, and then about 3 months later, I'd created a bunch of automations and everything like this, and I'd made him like an extra $60,000 in 3 months, which was huge for him.
Wow. And he said, that's huge for anyone. Hold on, don't glance over that. $60,000 in 3 months, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, how am I doing this? And I was using Klaviyo and all these cool little tools that, you know, I'd kind of found as I was researching around it. Luckily, I've kind of always had, I guess, the gift of the gab. I could always sell, so I knew how to put that into writing, so I could somewhat copyright from an early stage. And then, yeah, it just kind of, like, just developed. He said to me one day, he says, Jace, I actually tore my knee in a roof as an electrician. And he says, I had about 3 to 6 months of rehab before I could get back. He says, Jace, you've got a choice here. Do you want to be an electrician for the rest of your life, or do you want to quit, come work for me? I'll give you 3 months at good pay, but after that, you've got to make your own business work. And I literally quit my apprenticeship, which
wow.
I was after 5 years. I was 2 months from being fully qualified. I'd finished all my schooling. I'd finished everything. But you know what? Tony Robbins says, if you want to take the islands, you got to burn your boats.
Whoa.
So I literally burned all my boats. I packed all my bags in black bin bags, put them in the back of my car, and I drove like 16 hours. No, it's more than that. I drove like 20 hours to Sydney and just moved into a house with a guy that I didn't even know. And then it's funny. this is what I think is really cool about the universe. So whilst I was doing the free work with him, I started working with another guy he was friends with that he'd recommended me to. And this guy was out in L.A. His name was Joshua Tate, and he runs a company called – well, he ran Canvas Cultures, and it was a pretty big brand back in the day. And he was like – he was in L.A. It was at a Pixel Mastery event, and – some people started saying to him, Josh, you know, what are you doing for email? And he goes, I've got a guy, like, do you want his contact? And it was crazy because as I packed my bags, quit my job and moved to Sydney, on the way up to Sydney, I got about 5 calls and I ended up with 4 brand new clients on the drive up to Sydney. And my income literally like 10x'd overnight. And I never went back. So that's a long story, but I think it's a powerful story because I think what that says is there's so many little lessons in that. It's you know, the whole burn your islands, you want to take the boats, but it's commitment, it's the universe. When you tell it exactly what you want, you end up getting it. It's never in a way that you think, but it's always, you always get what you want. I can't remember, there was some sort of poem, but it's basically that when you ask the universe for something, it's going to give it to you.
Yeah. So let's go present day and where you're at. So many years later, E2 agency, how are you helping brands? Talk to me.
Yeah. So we, as you said, we specialize and niched into e-commerce because that's something that I can absolutely, like literally to the point, I have a guarantee. So I guarantee my results. If you work with me and you don't get a return on investment plus a profit for life on the system, I'll refund you every single cent, and I'll let you keep everything I built for you, right? And that's a huge, big balls guarantee, right? And
yeah.
The reason I can do that is because I'm very, 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 very good at it. And it's because I've niched down and I've got to the point where I've cracked the code and I know the system and I know how to develop something to make it ridiculously and lucratively profitable for any e-commerce brand. Like I've literally worked with over 400 brands. I've worked in every single industry. I've made over 130 million US dollars for my clients. You know, I have some of the biggest clients in the world, like the UDI. And the reason being is because I just know, because I niche so hyper down into e-commerce, email, and SMS, mm-hmm. that I just can crack it every single time. So that's kind of why I did it. I wanted to be able to, I mean, it's obviously something I landed on early in. It just happened mm-hmm. to be e-commerce. But we niche down now because now I can guarantee that. And I know every single time that I work with a brand, I, in my heart, and I'm a very ethical person, I need to know that I'm going to deliver results to this person. And the results have to be so ridiculously, you know, one-sided. Like, it has to be, like, if you pay me, I have to give you so much value in return. And I know that in e-commerce, because I've been doing this for so long, I know I can do that every single time. And that's something that was so important to me. So I niched into email, I niched into SMS. And the other thing that I like as well is that in those niches, you can just really, to me, email and SMS is like pouring fuel to a fire. So if I come along and a brand is doing such a sensational job with their media buying, you know, they're getting traffic, but they're just struggling with profitability. Often I can come in and I can implement a couple of flows. I can bring some pop-ups in there. I can start collecting some email subscribers. I can start collecting some SMS subscribers. We can start creating some really cool flows, and then we can start sending some really, really, really on-brand, stunning, and, you know, profitable email campaigns and SMS campaigns. And it's just, for me, what's so exciting is to see, there's two things that happen here, right, is when you jump in and you create these email and SMS campaigns, brands often didn't know that their brand could look that way and they could, like, show that to the world like that. So, and I think we've moved forward. It used to be, I don't know if you remember back in the day when everyone would be like, hey, it needs to be like more than 50% text and you can't have too many images in your email because you won't hit inbox. Doesn't seem to be that way anymore. You see all the biggest brands in the world, even we've moved forward to like kind of these pretty image-based emails. And I think the reason is you're never going to beat Google's inbox. You know, people, I can get in the inbox. It's like maybe one email you beat the Gmail.
Yeah.
But you're not going to do it every time. So you can't have that as a reliable strategy. So creating these beautiful on-brand emails that people are proud to say, hey, this is my email, and this is my brand, and this is what goes out to my customers. And then again, the second thing is they, when they start to see the money that comes from campaigns when they're done correctly, it really does change your business. They all of a sudden see this brand new channel, and they also see the potential they've got once they grow their list to really start making some stupid money. And I think a lot of people get stuck in this trap of media buying, media buying, media buying. And I totally agree with it, because I do think traffic is the most important thing. It's the lifeblood to your business. You need, you know, ridiculous amounts of traffic, because that way we can collect a ridiculous amount of subscribers. But if you're getting to a point where you're making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month, and you're not implementing email and SMS, you're leaving tons of money on the table. And the moment you do eventually scale, you might be so busy that it's hard to implement it. And by the time you do scale to $500,000 a month, $1 million a month, you could be leaving 30%. You literally could be leaving $200,000 to $300,000 a month on the table. So long story answer, but I just love to tell people, like, I think it's just such an important channel, especially in e-commerce today. And it's just an exciting industry.
So you mentioned some numbers, and I'm curious. So what are the you mentioned many, obviously, consumer brands, as you said, your many things e-commerce, and what is a typical good size in terms of revenue, or like, or if it's revenue, I don't know, like size of company or otherwise, before it makes sense for somebody to start working with you and your team? Is it revenue? Is it size of company? Like, is it like, just to give a good feel?
Yeah, I like to go with revenue, because my big push is that I can boost your revenue by, you know, at least 25%, but, you know, kind of on average, I usually boost, like, I have email and SMS attribute in about 30%. So if I work on revenue stats, which usually I like somebody to be around $80,000 a month before they start working with me, I think that's when it becomes a very, very lucrative exchange. So, and that's where I can do a lot of damage, right? If I know if you're doing $80,000 a month, you're getting plenty of traffic, and you're also doing something right. You know, you have to be doing something right to get those numbers. So
somebody's buying something, right? Somebody's buying something, right? There's some things working.
Exactly right. And then they might not just be doing it once. You know, they could be buying a couple things. So it's really nice to see a brand doing the right things. And then, like I say, email, SMS is simply fuel to the fire. If you're doing a good job, it's only going to make it burn brighter.
It's awesome. Well, Jason, it's been great having you on the show today and learning more about what you're doing over at E2 Agency and really how you're helping your clients. And what a great story on how you got in the business, how you picked up your first clients on the drive over, man, in a couple months out, a couple months out of a 5-year apprenticeship to then start something new, go drive far away and move in and do something that you had done before. Oh my gosh, what a great story, man.
And my parents thought I was crazy.
Oh yeah, I'm sure everybody did, but hey, now look at now this is one that worked out, so I'm happy for that. And so that being said, if somebody's listening to this or watching this and they want to learn more about E2 Agency or to connect with you and your team, what's the best way for them to do that?
Literally just jump on the website, www.e2.agency, and just for everybody out there, there's no .com on the end of that. You'll be able to follow the bouncing ball, and I'm pretty open. I'm happy to have a chat with anybody, even if you don't think your numbers are quite where they want to be. I definitely have different solutions to help you out and help you get there. I have some of the best, luckily working in this industry, for almost 9 years now, you tend to meet some of the most phenomenal business owners in the space specifically. So, if anybody's even looking for some of the best media buyers, if they're looking for the best social, the best like social media agencies or the best PPCs for Google Ads and stuff like that, I have worked with and I partner with some of the best in the entire world, and I've almost pre-vetted them myself because, I've sent them clients and I've seen them do good results. So I'm not just an email and SMS agency. I am happy to sit there, have a conversation with anybody and connect you to the right person if that makes sense. So don't look at me as an email and SMS guy. Look at me as a connector to help you in the right direction for your business.
That's awesome. And we'll put your website in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their story, their mission, their passion, really why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. And that's the whole point of the platform, is so that we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Jason, again, congrats on the agency and all your success. And thanks again for making time to come on the show. So thanks again.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And anybody out there who's listening and they're trying to make it, some people here are already crushing it and they're looking for extra tips. And then there's some that aren't. Just keep going. As I said in my story, if you tell the universe exactly what you want, you will get exactly what you ask for. It just might not be in the way that you think. So keep hustling, keep working, keep pushing, and eventually you're going to get there and start to crush it.
Amazing.